When I was growing up, very often we would take a family vacation, and so my parents would put us into the car, and off we would go to one coast or the other, somewhere far away. And inevitably, by the second day of driving, we would start to ask, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? When's the next stop? How many more states? Can we stop? I gotta go to the bathroom." You know, all these things. I imagine, as natural as these questions were, they got quite annoying after a while. You know, we'll get there when we get there. Stop asking, okay? You know, let's just be quiet for a while. How often have we set out on a journey without really knowing exactly where we're going to go? Or without knowing how long it's going to take us to get there? The Magi came looking for the newborn king, right? We don't have a lot of information about who they are or where they came from. They followed a star, which is interesting. How challenging would that have been? You got to travel at night, I suppose. But it's not as though they had a map or a GPS unit that told them, okay, you're almost there, or you just got to go a little further. I suppose perhaps they knew, since it was a Jewish king, they had to go to Jerusalem. But, you know, other than that, it seems like they really didn't know exactly what they were undertaking. But they had a strong prompting that this was the right thing to do. This is where we need to go. In fact, when they reach Jerusalem and ask where this new king is, they cause quite a stir, quite a ruckus. No one even knows about this king. And I wonder if they doubted that moment. You know, did we misread the sign? Did that star mean something else? Nobody else seems to know about this. But instead of doubting, they are very convinced that this new king is present. And their confidence even causes others to begin to believe. Herod, for one. Maybe he's not totally convinced, but he does tell them, "If you find him, come and tell me." The Magi continue their search, and think about what this journey meant for them. They've left their home, traveling for days. We don't really know how long. They undertook this journey not for profitable gain, but to bring their worship, their adoration to a newborn king, a child. It's almost as if it was for them a pilgrimage. They went out on this journey with the intention to come and to adore this child, Jesus. I wonder, why does Matthew, the gospel writer, why does he include this bit in his gospel? It's kind of an odd little story, isn't it? You know, Matthew's gospel is written for the Jews. It's written for the chosen people. Of all the four gospels, his is the one that's specifically written for them. Could it be that Matthew includes the story of the Magi to help us, to help his audience, come to an appreciation of what it takes to become a follower of Jesus? In a way, he's saying, look, we may be the chosen people, but how many of us knew or were ready for Jesus when he came? These three guys, these wise guys, came from a different country to adore Jesus. We who lived here, we weren't even aware that he was born. These Gentiles, these non-Jews, went to great lengths to come to greet this child king. It's almost as if Matthew is emphasizing the fact that it is worthwhile for us to follow the example of the Magi. We too can afford to be a little reckless when it comes to seeking out Jesus. When we learn about who Jesus is and decide to seek him out, it will probably cost us a great deal. Won't be easy. It will require us to reorder our values. It will be this continual seeking of Jesus throughout the course of our lives. We probably will run into many people along the way who aren't really looking for him, who aren't really aware that he's even out there to look for. And this shouldn't surprise us. Now, seeking Jesus, I would say it's more like following a star than a GPS unit. It's not always exactly clear to us where this journey is going to lead. However, there's a confidence that we can have. God has put this desire upon our hearts, and we can turn away from seeking. Yes, we can. We can choose to do that. But if we do turn away, this desire continues to bubble up from within. And this desire to follow Jesus really is the only way that we can bring ourselves to this true meaning of what life is all about, what our lives are meant to be. So I think the message of Epiphany has always been that Jesus has come among us. that God has become a human being. And now all people, Gentile, Jew, foreigners, strangers, all alike, we are all invited to know God, to be in relationship with God. And that's the message of Epiphany. As I reflected on what to say this year, I find myself wondering if another aspect of Epiphany is to reflect upon the courage, the audacity of the Magi to set out on this journey. Not just a physical journey of trying to get to some location, but a journey of setting out to make Jesus the object of their adoration, to make Jesus their Lord. Our Christian faith is an audacious faith. It's an audacious undertaking. It is a path which leads us along. And in many ways, in our present life, the carrot seems to kind of dangle always ahead of us. We're never quite finished. In a way, we might find ourselves saying to God, "Am I there yet? Am I there yet? How much longer? What's the next stop? What do I have to do now?" Could it be that at times we focus so much on getting somewhere that we forget that we are already with Jesus? He is already walking beside us. He's present to us now. We can show him adoration. We can show him great dignity in this moment. There is a journey to undertake. But we don't have to race along in search of Jesus as if he's not with us already. It is important for us to seek Jesus, yes. But once we find him, the road traveled stretches onward still. Along the way, we are formed. We are meant to discover new truths and remember old ones that perhaps we have forgotten. I think the temptation will be to turn aside, to go our own way. But the call for us as followers of Jesus is to continue to walk with him and to trust that it is this path that will get us to where we need to be. Grant, O Lord, that we may always remember that we come from you, and that we may live as your true children. Grant that we may set our true course according to your will and never swerve from you. Grant that we may use our every power, our hearts and souls and strength to tend towards you and to you alone. Amen.